This is a podcast by The Straits Times and Money FM 89.3. On Money FM 89.3, China Perspective with Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief with The Straits Times.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. Time now to shift our focus to China. And it looks like COVID-19 is making its rounds again over there. The current outbreak is geographically the largest to hit China in several months after the country's successes in largely snuffing out the pandemic within its borders last year. So the question is, you know, are Chinese authorities in a bit of a panic state right now? And could this new outbreak have been even avoid it to begin with? There's an interesting twist of events as well. China's securities regulator has called for talks with its U.S. counterpart. Has China come to the realization that this needs to be done in order to strengthen communication when it comes to China-related stocks? And we've seen the language this time around very different from back when there was the U.S.-China trade war. Finally, Chinese envoy Kong Shun-yu has come forward with a warning to Japan after the country has appeared more vocal when it comes to their support of U.S. efforts. So why is there a reaction to Japan's friendliness with the United States? China feeling threatened, perhaps? Well, these are some of the headlines that Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief for The Straits Times, will help us give some analysis on. Don, good morning. Thanks for helping us out with this. Let's start off with the story about Chinese cities rolling out mass testing for millions of people, imposing fresh travel restrictions. You've got health authorities battling over the weekend to contain the country's most widespread COVID-19 outbreak in months. Now, the outbreak is geographically the largest to hit China in several months after the country's success in, you know, dealing with the pandemic within its borders last year. Well, I mean, would you consider China to be in a state of panic right now to contain the current outbreak? And could it have been avoided, perhaps, maybe if China didn't ease that many restrictions?
Hi, good morning. Well, China is definitely going into high alert now as it deals with the most serious outbreak in a long time. The flare-up, which started among airport staff in Nanjing 2 weeks ago, has spread to 12 provinces and infected about 400 people. And health authorities have warned that it is likely to spread to even more cities and provinces. So there's mass testing going on now. Lockdowns have also been imposed in many areas, and the authorities are also urgently doing contact tracing for more than 5,000 people who attended a theater performance in Zhangjiajie in Hunan province. The worry is that because this outbreak involves the very contagious Delta variant, and it is now travel season as many Chinese go on their summer holiday, that the outbreak could become very bad very quickly, and that will set the country back, especially economically, if factories and businesses are forced to shut again. Beijing, where I am, has also tightened travel into and out of the city. It issued an advisory against non-essential travel and has required those coming into the capital city from high-risk areas to produce proof of a negative COVID test.
This podcast is available on our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us. And now, back to our podcast episode.
The other issue we're looking at is China's security regulator calling for talks with its American counterpart. All this after, you know, over the weekend, we saw the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission halt the initial public offerings of Chinese companies amid nearly a $1 trillion share sell-off last week. That one was due to that crackdown on education or edutech stocks. Now, what does China's securities regulator aim to achieve with talks with its American counterpart? I mean, what makes China come to this realization in that sense that both countries need to strengthen communication about China-related stocks?
The China Securities Regulatory Commission, or CSRC, had to come out and give a reassurance that it will support companies to list abroad after the U.S. introduced new requirements over disclosure by Chinese companies' listings. China's recent crackdown on companies wanting to IPO overseas, requiring them to undergo data security reviews, has spooked investors, so the CSRC statement was likely made to calm these jitters. Perhaps the Chinese authorities had underestimated the extent to which their actions to regulate Chinese tech companies and also the tutoring industry have had on the stock market. National security has become a major priority for China, and the government has been worried about how much data is in the hands of Chinese companies, and especially the ones that are eyeing going public overseas, such as in the US. But I don't think it would want Chinese companies to be denied the opportunity to list in the US either.
We're on the line with Tan Don Wei, China bureau chief at the Straits Times. Don, Chinese envoy Kong Shenyu has come forward with a warning to Japan, and this comes after Japan has appeared to be more vocal in its support for the U.S.'s efforts to work with its traditional allies to contain China over a range of issues, you know, things like human rights to even regional security as well. Is China feeling worried or perhaps threatened with Japan siding the U.S. on, you know, so many matters? Why is China reacting to Japan's blossoming relationship with the United States?
The Chinese ambassador to Japan, Kong Shenyu, pretty much scolded Japan for seemingly becoming more vocal about China's core interests, such as Hong Kong, Xinjiang, and Taiwan. And the sense is that Japan has become more emboldened by the Biden administration and has leaned closer to it than during the Trump administration. The ambassador asked Japan to take steps to show goodwill, especially since China is a neighbor, and essentially said China is not a threat to Japan, and the two countries can engage in fair competition, and that they should also not interfere in each other's internal affairs. China and Japan have in recent years mended their bilateral relationship, which was, under much of the Shinzo Abe years, quite frosty. He did later make an effort to improve the relationship, and President Xi Jinping was to have made his first state visit in April last year. That got postponed because of the COVID outbreak. But public sentiments in Japan have turned against China, in part because of the COVID pandemic and in part because China's wolf warrior diplomacy has rubbed many Japanese the wrong way. And on China's part, it is not liking the fact that Japan seems to have been co-opted into Biden's alliance of democracies, which has put pressure on China over what it is most sensitive about: Hong Kong, Xinjiang, Taiwan, and its sovereign matters.
Thanks a lot, Don. We've been speaking with Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief at the Straits Times. We'll catch up with you again next week.
The Asian Insider Podcast channel is also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Like us and rate us.